Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
In the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy day. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. And then all the good new things that are happening, not only there, but at 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Because on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook 5 days a week, four stations 12 times a day. When we're done, Nigel posts everything to my website and to our Facebook page. Please friend me. Then you can always listen to the show in real time on the updated new free KGX mobile app. Lots of wonderful new things going on. New opportunities, new visibility, higher, stronger, faster signal for all of us. This is our last hour together. We spend all Saturday morning together. I want it to be the best 3 hours of your day. We're building up to Stephen Munkarsh from Just Fabulous. Greg Wetmore will do our charity segment. And we say hello to Landon Morris from
Matthew Morris Fine Jewelers.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you, Joey. Happy Saturday.
Yes, we were at the star dedication for Dr. Frank Urkel. Is that
That's
where
right.
we were together? Yes.
I hadn't seen you for a few years. Because of that? Because of the Rona, you know? So I'm glad that I finally got to see your happy, smiling face.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Now, tell all our Joey pals, do you have a jewelry store? You do it on the internet. How is this done?
So it's mostly by word of mouth, although because I am Palm Springs based,
yes.
I am working on a store as we speak, a full-on brick and mortar store right on Palm Canyon.
Oh,
it's
perfect.
Probably about a year and a half away, because not only is it rather expensive, but it's also in the design stage, the architectural, there's a lot going on to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, for all the stuff that goes into making beautiful jewelry, it is the same thing with architecture.
Yes.
Like, I didn't even
know
this.
Creative,
absolutely.
Right.
I also realize that half my building ideas aren't very good.
Oh.
So I do have good people telling me no, which I like.
I've forgotten where you're from.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to tell you?
It's either Australia or South Africa.
You nailed it. Aussie, from Sydney.
Yes.
Born
okay.
and raised.
And how long have you been in America?
Oh, I've been here for nearly 10 years on and off.
Palm Springs?
Well, I've been in Palm Springs for about 5 years.
Okay.
But before that, I was working as a diamond buyer in New York.
Right.
Loved
That's
it.
When we met, I think.
It was, yeah. And then I was working in Redlands at Emerson and Fra Fine Jewelry,
yes.
which is very high end. And just because of
Emerson.
My echelon.
Is he still living?
Thank God, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
he had a heart issue.
He does, yeah. Well, it's stressful. Like, what we do is stressful.
Yes.
In fact, I was...
Wait a minute. Let me think about this. Wearing beautiful jewelry is stressful. No, you're
the model. You get to wear the beautiful jewelry. I have to hunt the stones.
Yes.
And you know what the hardest thing I've been noticing is motivating artists.
What do you mean?
It's funny. I just thought about this. So if you came to me and you said, Landon, I'll give you $20 million to make anything. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I can do that. But artists aren't like that. I have a team of 4 jewelers. They're my in-house jewelers. And they want to create what they want to create, Joey. So I might have 2 to 3 orders of just normal, beautiful looking engagement rings, like the Tiffany style.
Uh-huh.
But little George, who's 700 years old, I'm exaggerating,
yeah,
he's
right.
probably 80. But he's such, and I mean this in a loving way, he's snobby. He's like, I don't want to make that. That's so below me.
Oh, how funny.
But I'm like, but they can't get married until you finish these rings. But God forbid I bring him something. Like right now, I'm working on a pair of gold spurs. Spurs
Real
for a
spurs.
Horse. Real spurs. Medieval spurs.
Gold.
Solid gold. And I mean, it is
wow.
fancy pants. So I asked him how long it would take for our team to do this. I'm doing the design work. I'm getting the stones. And he's like, oh, Landon, this is so much work. It'll take a year. But because it challenged him, he finished them in 3 weeks. Yeah, so now my doctor client is like, Landon, you told me a year. I've got to get the money.
Yes.
And these other poor
Is he really going to wear them?
He is going to wear them. He's not going to ride
wow.
with them, but I believe he is
going to
wear them. He has the boots. Yeah.
This
I know,
is the
crazy,
oh,
right?
Wonderful, exciting. I love your enthusiasm. Okay, but it's my birthday month. Let's talk topaz.
Month. Oh, I love it. I love that you know it. You've nailed it. It's topaz. Joey, what's the color of the topaz?
They're gold.
Yes. Okay. So this is even more
Brownish,
exciting.
Brownish, gold, whatever.
Yes.
Well, what do you call it?
Well, so the term is an imperial topaz.
Oh,
but you
imperial.
Nailed it. But you nailed it because it's golden.
Down.
It goes from a beautiful pinky golden mm-hmm. down to just a flat golden.
I remember the word citrine.
Ooh.
Topaz.
Are you ready to get geeky?
Yes.
You ready to do this? Okay.
Yes.
So in our world, in the normal nomenclature of jewelry, when someone's like, I have a topaz, there is a million people out there with the topaz, what, 200 million? There's so
but
many
But it's
people
called
out there.
Semi-precious, right?
Well, no, not this. This is precious of the
These
precious.
These are precious. Okay.
Well done. But bear with me. The topaz that we know, the blue, isn't real topaz.
I never knew that.
And see, most people don't. So everyone thinks they have this kind of
I never had
of the
one
realm.
Either.
Well, good, because you had the real stuff. You had the golden ones. That's what you want.
Oh.
But most people are told their birthstone is topaz, and they think blue.
I'll
but blue is actually quartz.
Citrine is quartz, amethyst is quartz, quartz is quartz, rose quartz is quartz, and so is blue topaz. It's irradiated and treated to become this beautiful blue. And I brought you one to give you an example.
Oh, look at that.
Now, we call this...
Look at that, Nigel.
It's huge, isn't it? Now, but it is. Silicone and oxygen is one of the parts that make up quartz in the earth. It's one of the most abundant things in the world. But this isn't a real topaz. That's why you can get them everywhere and they're cheap as chips.
They're not expensive, right?
They're not expensive, right? Now, a real topaz, an imperial topaz,
comes
from one mine in the world. Your birthday stone is above ruby, emerald, and diamond and sapphire.
And will it
Think about
be.
That. As it should
above
be.
Above rubies, diamonds, and sapphires.
Yes, in the exclusiveness of it and the people who don't know about it. So everyone knows, like, the red is ruby, the green is emerald, and the blue is sapphire. But above that, you have three other stones that are very special.
What are they?
They're alexandrite.
I know what that is.
Ah, yeah, absolutely.
And it's reddish.
It is red and green.
And purple.
It changes color. Yes.
Yes.
Now, I will say for all your listeners out there, Joey, most people who have the purpley alexandrite, especially if it's from the 70s, it's probably synthetic.
I bet.
Right? There was a lot
of
synthesized ones.
I'll have to bring mine
ones.
In for you to look
oh,
at.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Okay, what's the second one?
The second one is a Putiba tourmaline.
It tourmaline?
Is, yes, but it's
That's
a
green.
Well, they actually do come in green. They come in several different colors.
I have a ring with a tourmaline. I'll have to bring that in.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Yeah. She's like, I have this. You do have a lovely collection.
No, I used to have it. It got taken. A lot of it was stolen.
Okay, Joey fans, let's find out who did this atrocious thing. Or let's put in a bunch of money and buy us some new
stuff. Invest fund me.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Go fund me. Yeah.
And the third one is topaz?
The third one is imperial topaz.
Imperial topaz.
Yes. And it is that beautiful pinkish golden color, and I have one to show you today.
Okay.
It's come from the one mine in the world called Oro Preto. So one place in the world makes these. It comes from the earth.
Where is that?
It's in Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes. So it takes millions and millions of years for the right elements.
Look at that, Nigel, isn't that gorgeous?
Isn't that wonderful? To form in the earth. I've got to show you so you can play with this. This was also in a Matthew Morris original design.
Oh,
I got a little crazy with it. I put D-colored diamonds on the side. But the reason it's different is everyone makes three stone rings, but you see how this is asymmetrical?
Yes, I love
playing with it.
Yay,
you do? So that makes me happy because you got good taste too.
Thank you.
Oh.
And speaking of taste, we'll get to chocolate diamonds.
Oh, I did bring one for you.
They're not so valuable, are they? But I just love them.
Well, you know what's funny? It's all relative.
Is
now,
it?
Yeah, because a chocolate diamond is still going to run you hundreds to thousands of dollars. I mean, I've seen an $87,000 chocolate diamond.
Where do they come from?
Australia.
Oh, shame on
mine.
You.
I know, you're like, I'm just teasing you
teasing
you. Yeah, and they really are beautiful things. Now, it took me a while to like black diamonds or chocolate diamonds, even yellow, because kind of the industry working at Sotheby's and then Circa, I was a little fancy pants, right? And I was like, oh, I don't like that. But now that I've learned that it still is billions of years to form in the earth with the right elements, the right heat, it's amazing to see it. Do you want to see a chocolate diamond?
Yes, I do.
Now, this is
gorgeous. We have security all over the place today, don't we, Nigel?
Now, you guys can hear a little ruffling of the paper. Yes. This is in a diamond paper. But you'll notice what makes this special is it still looks like a diamond.
It does.
It does, right?
How many carats is that?
This is 1.01.
It's nice.
Right. So what I would do is I would probably make this in an east and west necklace or ring, and I would put it just here so it would be the focal or the statement piece. Sorry, my fat little fingers are in the way.
What does that sell for instance?
This one is $4,200.
See, that's not so bad. That's not the...
Well, that's because you're comparing it to big, beautiful white diamonds.
Yes.
You know, you're 10 and 20 carats. But yes, see, that's a good thing. If someone wants a chocolate diamond or they want a black diamond, it'll save you thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And they're just as tough. They're just as special. They're just as hard to find in the earth.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you still travel to go get them?
I do. As often as I can. Now, I've been landlocked for about 3 years because of the coronavirus.
Yes.
But I did just recently plan a trip to go do some buying.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I'm starting off in Europe. I'm going to Florenza. Florenza has a street of jewelers, and because they've been, you know, since the Roman period, you know, zero
You're talking
AD.
About Italy.
Italy, exactly. Florenza. Sorry, yeah, it's my funny accent.
It's okay.
So I'm going to go there. I'm going to try and buy some old Europeans. We were talking about them a little bit earlier.
Oh.
They're the beautiful old cut diamonds, and they have a soul. Modern diamonds are beautiful, but they're cut with lasers. I want the soul.
That's like I was telling you about the old miner's cut I have that was my Mimi, my daddy's mother's engagement ring.
Yes.
And it was cut in like 1890
something. You nailed it. That's exactly it. That would be an old miner.
What? It's pink. No, pink gold?
Rose gold. But pink gold is fine. You're Joey Chocolate. You can use Joey English. You say anything you want. Yeah, that's right. You do as you please, young lady, all right?
Now tell our Joey pals how they can reach out to you and have you design something. It's probably too late for Christmas. And tell us about the supply chain problem first.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I didn't realize this until about 3 months ago. Everything has been affected, but I had a lovely client come to me and he goes, Lannan, I want a giant rubellite tourmaline, which is a beautiful red tourmaline. Uh-huh. And I'm like, no problem. Of course, it's a tourmaline. I know 18 people that I can like call. Yes. None of them had it. None of them had it. Blew my mind. And it's because, and I asked around, I was like, how can you not have this known stone? I'm not asking for, well, literally an imperial topaz. I mean, come on, work with me here, right? And they were like, Lannan, all the miners work in close confines. They were terrified of Krona. The mine shut down. And then all the cutters in Jaipur and Israel, they're in close proximity. They stopped working. So all the material that was left was what people had in stock. And I just kind of wanted this obnoxiously huge 25 carat and nobody had it. It took me 3 months to find it.
So if somebody needs something, they need to give you quite a lead time.
It depends. Okay. Right now, if you were like, Lannan, I want something custom for Christmas. If you can get a hold of me in the next 2 weeks, I can do it for you.
What's your number?
It's 310-890-0763.
This will be up on joeyenglish.com, thank you, folks, along with a picture that Nigel will take of Lannan holding up some of the pretty things.
I brought something specifically I think you'll like too.
Yes.
And of course my website, mmfinejewelry.com.
Yes,
Matthew Morris, Fine
like
Jewelry.
Like M&M's chocolate.
It's funny, that's what I thought too. I'm such a little M&M fan too. Yeah.
That's my screensaver at home.
Oh, is it really? Oh, yeah. That's excellent.
I'm excited you're going to get a store.
I'm very excited, absolutely.
It doesn't need to be big, just needs a nice window.
Yeah.
For the jewelry in the window.
I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I shouldn't out all this, but no, we have to have a
built-in safe.
Let
us be supportive of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
If you tell us about it, then we'll be supportive.
I love you and your followers. Thank you're lovely.
Landon's going to have a jewelry store called
MM Fine Jewelry or Matthew Morris Fine Jewelry.
Is Matthew your first name or something?
Actually, Matthew's my middle name.
Oh, Lannan Matthew.
Yes, Lannan Matthew Morris.
Well, that's pretty.
Well, thank you. Thank you
Matthew
very much.
Matthew Morrison.
Yeah.
No, Morris.
Yeah.
It's a tongue twister. And I can't do it. Matthew Morris.
Well, you should
Morris
hear my auctioning. Lannan Matthew Morris. I've got a $1,000 bid in now, two now, $2,000 bid in now, $3,000 now, $3,000 bid in now, $4,000. Maybe we should have a jewelry auction one of these days.
Well,
that would be a lot of fun, actually.
Fun. And when you open the store, people can bring their pieces in to have you appraise them, say if they're real or not.
Oh, absolutely. All day long. I actually do that all the time.
Okay.
You know what? We all have a ton of jewelry that's sitting around. Not all of it's real, but
are you going to be buying from people?
Oh, I do all the time, too, actually. Yeah. But exactly. If you're like, just reach out to me, shoot me a text, give me a call, be like, Lannan, is this real? I can tell you.
Now, in December, my daughter's birthday is December 20th. Mm-hmm. My sister's is December 20th. My daddy's is December 22nd.
Ooh,
is that an aquamarine?
It's close. It's a zircon. Blue zircon.
Okay.
Yes. And now that will be a good lecture too. Because
you'll
everyone
have to
thinks,
bring those
Oh, I will.
Time.
And I love them. They're my favorite. Everyone thinks zircons are not real because of cubic zirconias. But zircons are real. And they come in every color.
Learned.
They're lovely. I know, it's fun. I hope I didn't bore anybody.
Kidding? No, your enthusiasm comes across the waves.
Oh, thank you.
Joey pals, we need to thank Lannan Morris or Lannan Matthew Morris or Matthew Lannan Morris. All of those people.
The Aussie jeweler
so
works.
Much.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
Aussie
it's been
jeweler,
good to
that
see
works
you.
Too. mmfinejewelry.com, 310-890-0763 from down under. We're going to have him on a regular basis and talk about the stones every month. Okay, bless your heart. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.